With karate I'll kick your ass. Hit to Tiananmen Square. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair. Yeah, yeah. You broke the rules, now I pull out all your pubic hair. You motherfucker. You motherfucker. Kyle betrayed me and then he lied, tried to hide, and I died deep inside. And you know the reason why. I'm gonna kick your ass from here to right over there. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair. Yeah, yeah. You broke the rules.
You're listening to now another broadcast of Turnpike hair. Radio with your hosts Warren and John.
With your host, obviously, I'm Warren.
And I'm John.
Oh, wow. Anyways, guys, we got a special guest on the show. Like I said, I promised you guys a special guest, and I will deliver. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
for the
first time, again, and again, and over again, we've got Parker Welch on the show. Say hey, Parker.
Hello, all.
All our tens of thousands of listening fans out there, they're going to want to know, you're not going to be a bachelor much longer.
Indeed, this is true.
Parker's life is over. He is going to get married in October?
Indeed.
Is that right?
October 18th.
And your life is over October 18th?
Indeed.
Anyways, we'll come back to that later on the show about Parker's wedding. Anyways, John and myself, we want you to know, guys, that we want you to call in, and soon enough, when John and I get together and talk about it, we are going to put up some times that we're recording so you can call in, or, like I said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can leave a message, and we may air that message, or we may something in response to it.
I just want to translate that for the Spanish people listening. Everything Warren just said, I think that would be appropriate.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
No problem.
John's not even Spanish. I don't even know how he did it.
It's the mustache.
It is the mustache.
Dude, no, listen, Parker. The other day at Arby's, some guy called him amigo.
Really?
Bastard.
You're an amigo now.
Enjoy your food, amigo.
Yeah, I was like, what?
At Arby's?
At Arby's.
Yes, doesn't make sense.
It wasn't even Taco Bell, you know?
He's like, have a good day, amigo. And
usually
like,
it's, yo, enjoy your burger.
Mm. Actually, it was dude, a really proper white
man,
guy. Man,
I went to Wendy's today.
Was it? He was like, enjoy your food, amigo.
I went to Wendy's today, and it was the worst experience ever.
What had happened, Warren?
Well, there was this pregnant lady behind the cash.
The appropriate answer is, what had happened was...
Well, she was pregnant, and she was like, she was giving my change, and she was so slow, and she was like...
Slow? Wait.
No, slow, not like in, slow as
slow
in...
Slow as in slow, no, or slow as in slow?
No. She was slow as in pace, slow paced. And she was giving me my change, and she was like, here's your change, and just like her hand just slowly moved out the window, and I was like, oh my God, hurry up! And then it took forever to get my food, and keep in mind, my car, like, is piece of crap, and it overheats. So I'm sitting there, and it's overheating, and I'm sitting in 100-degree weather with my heat on, trying to keep my engine cool.
Wow.
Well, that is crazy.
Wow, okay.
But she was pregnant, Warren. I mean, that can't be an easy task.
I think she was pregnant. I mean,
I was pregnant.
Could have been
once.
Her gut. I don't know.
Oh, so you're not clear if she was pregnant or just obese.
Well,
I mean, it's cool. We can say it.
I don't know if she's obese or not, to be honest with you.
She was hefty.
She was hefty. There we go.
She was well fed. Hercules. Whoops. I don't even know if that was racially insensitive or not.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways. You're listening to another broadcast. Anyways. No, listen, guys. We want you to call in. Our number is 775-640-4661. Once we get those put up on our website, we will have you guys call in, be special guests on the show. Or, like I said, you can leave a message on MySpace or a message on our voicemail of Turnpike Radio when we're not recording and request to be a friend on our show, a guest. It doesn't matter. Remember, friendship is rare.
Yeah, I want to, for the Spaniards out there, I'm going to tell you guys the number El tempo número uno, siete, siete, cuatro, cinco, seis, four,
oh. I don't think it was a four in there.
Cinco, cinco, nine, or two.
That was like a Mexican trucker.
Well, you know, their technology down there and, you know, abroad is not up to par, so they have to throw in a niner.
We are so offensive today. What is up with us?
That's okay.
So, we're very offensive. So, anyways, guys, a lot's happened since John and I have started these broadcasts back. We have been in college, we're in school, we're acting, doing some tech work. Parker's in theater also, just like us, except he's a technician. I just kicked his mic. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Remember what I told you?
We should subtitle this.
Remember what I told you? You can't subtitle radio.
Thank you, Warren. You of all people got that. Thank you.
What the subtitle is? He said, I don't know.
Well, I want to go back and reiterate. We are all in theater.
Yeah.
And we are not gay.
Oh, my God. Don't even say gay. Because on the last broadcast, I kept going back to gay.
I remember that one.
No, it was you weren't here.
I wasn't here, but I heard it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you know, people can listen to these words. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, you can subscribe to Turnpike Radio on iTunes.
Yes, subscribe to Turnpike Radio. I say that my pencil.
John.
You leave a speechless John.
I don't know what to do when he does Spanish. It's like,
oh, wait, hang on. I'm going to get this for all the blind people.
Okay. You need to quit smoking.
Smoker.
My lung just came out. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
You need to stop smoking. Seriously.
What do you smoke?
Camel Lights.
Everything?
Yeah, anything that's crack. Buy one, get one free.
You know what, John?
Crack's never buy one, get one free.
You know what John did? He put crack in the salt shaker, man. Can you believe that?
Really?
And I was eating my food, and I went to go grind it on top, and I started freaking out, man.
Do you have any leftovers?
No.
Well, that doesn't help me, Ward.
Sorry, but no, seriously, have you ever noticed the grains of salt? They look like crack rocks. You could sell that stuff, and people would buy it.
Then you would be shot.
And that, maybe. Maybe. That's a possibility.
All right, I have a joke for you, Warren.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Got a joke for you.
Get this, Parker. This is John's dirty bad joke segment.
Yeah.
Love it.
There's three gay guys. Their partners had just died, and they're at the funeral home. And they were all their partners were cremated. And the first gay guy looks at the other one and said, man, Eddie, he was just so amazing. He was my partner for 47 years. And his favorite thing to do was just jump out of a plane and just be one with nature. So I'm going to go up in a plane. I'm going to spread his ashes out of the airplane. The other two said, oh, that's just so amazing. It's so sweet.
I don't know if they said it like that.
No, I would assume.
And then the
all
second,
homosexuals sound like that.
We are. Oh, man.
The second gay man looks at the other two and says, James was just the best lover, best man ever. He said, so he loved the outdoors, loved to go fishing with him. So I'm going to take him out on our favorite lake, and I'm going to spread his ashes on the water. The other two said, oh, that's just so sweet.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And the third gay man looks at him and says, Dean, he was the best lover. That's what he loved to do constantly is just fuck. And he said, so what I'm going to do with his ashes, I'm going to cook a pot of chili and stir his ashes around the pot of chili so he can tear my ass up just one more time.
That's, I don't know what's worse.
Wow.
Him saying that, the entire joke, like a gay guy, or the chili.
Some like it spicy.
Yeah.
So, let's get away from the gay.
Whoa, Warren. That's uncalled for. Getting away from the gays.
Just to let you guys know, did you know queer was a politically correct term to call homosexual?
Well, that's what they yell at the parades. That's what I always hear.
What?
we're here and we're queer. So.
Well, I didn't. I thought it was an offensive term. I always thought it, you know.
I mean, if you walk up to somebody and go, you're a fucking queer. I mean, that's probably pretty offensive. Yeah, I mean,
that's derogatory. I mean.
Well, no, actually, I don't think it is. If I walked up to a homosexual, I said, you're queer. I don't think
no, that's. No, but I mean, it just, it's how you say it and how you use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right. Okay, well, you learn something new every day. Anyways.
Well, some of us do.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch. Anyways, just a guy, you don't want Robbie on the show, is that right?
It's not that I don't.
Yeah, I like Robbie, man. I told you to call him, get him in there so we could talk to him. You're the one that was like, fuck Robbie, I don't want to talk to Robbie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, he just had a birthday.
Yeah, I know. I was
so you wanted to call in?
I told you earlier we could get him to call in, man. Is he, but was it? No, you're the one that said, no, I'd rather just do the recording without Robbie. Me and Robbie butt heads too much.
Yeah.
You know what? It. I don't know. But.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well.
Awkward.
Awkward.
This is kind of
so,
awkward.
So what was Robbie's birthday digit this time? This time around.
You know what? I honestly don't know how old he is.
Lucky 13. 14. Bar mitzvah
no, that's his age bracket. I think for the women he seeks.
Ah, oh yeah.
How old are you? You're 20.
22.
Yeah, I think Parker might be 20. I mean, not Parker. Sorry.
Yeah,
Robbie might be 22.
When's your birthday, Parker?
February 27th.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I wish you happy birthday?
Probably not.
I don't think you did, Warren.
I probably didn't either. Sorry.
Yeah, that's cool. I usually don't tell anybody when my birthday is.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't see it as that big of a deal. Just another day.
Oh, Parker, quit trying to be mod. Oh, I don't see it as that big of a deal.
Well, it is just technically another day.
Well, actually, I'm kind of the same way. I got to admit,
I send out massive mailing list. I have a mailing list, and I send out massive mail to everybody. Tell them if they don't send me a present, I'm going to fucking kill them in their sleep.
Yeah, that's...
I'm scared. I will not forget December 9th.
I'm a crazy motherfucker.
December 9th, right?
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
See, you know.
Yours
is March 2nd.
Excuse me? Wow. Okay. Wow. We've been best friends for how long?
If you didn't catch that, I was joking.
Not really. No, Robbie's had some birthday party. We missed it. Whoops. Sorry, Robbie.
I totally
Robbie.
Missed it.
I didn't
get the invitation. Warren. Thanks,
Warren,
Rob.
I got
Warren
it on Facebook. Warren called me that afternoon and was like, yeah, Robbie's got a party tonight, but I'm definitely not going because I don't want to see that douchebag.
Man, I didn't say that.
That's exactly what you said.
This is turning into a bad thing.
That's what he told me.
This is bad.
Robbie, I just know that I love you, and Warren hates you, but I love you.
Why does this get... Don't laugh, Parker.
I'm not laughing.
Parker,
you chuckled.
Parker also loves you because we're good friends.
It's right.
You chuckled.
I mean, granted, you never call me anymore.
Yeah,
the way you used to.
Or, you know, treat him to that special movie.
Oh, my God.
The one that I liked on the beach that time. You know what I'm talking
about.
Not
the wraparound with the other one?
Yeah. I like that one.
What?
But, pull up Gizmo.
No. It's open, man. I'm ready for him to call, but you wouldn't let him call.
You wouldn't let him.
You were like, oh, man, I'll text you the number, and you never texted him the number. That was just mean.
Anyways,
That wasn't even mean. That was like premeditated evil.
I did. Oh,
that was
God.
Like Satan coming out of you.
This is. Anyways, while we're waiting on Robbie,
he's never going to call in because you won't send him the number.
So,
indeed,
Parker.
Yes,
you are getting married in October.
I am getting married in October.
October the what?
18th.
Can I be your wedding singer?
If you'd like. I've been trying to plan this out without Nikki knowing.
Is it okay if I wear like tight spandex?
I'd love it.
And like a shirt that's like a small.
Ooh, and sing that. Don't you want me back?
Yeah.
That's what
No. Milkshake, man.
Ooh, even better.
Dude, I'll sing both of them.
John, awesome. Will you sing Milkshake?
I will get lactating fake titties and sing Milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
I will suckle
no,
them.
No, 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 no.
Suckle them.
You know what?
Hard.
We're going to... Oh, guys. Oh, man. Well, no, we'll do something without Nikki knowing. Uh-huh. We will buy this huge cake and have John pop out of it with the fake lactating boobs.
Well, I personally think if we're going to get a cake and I'm going to jump out of it, I think a midget should come out with me riding me.
Oh,
just like, you know.
Would you be the polar bear from
Strap on or without?
No, riding me, you know, full on, you know.
What?
Yeah, I'm taking one for the team for you, my
Parker,
friend.
Parker, he must really love you. He should be your best man.
Well,
No,
your brother. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be the Broham.
The Broham.
Is it okay if I like sniper him from like afar?
No, you got to be in the cake.
He's
John.
A cop. I will.
That's okay.
I will be. I'd be careful.
That's okay.
Okay, what cover if, your tracks.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
What if
like George W. Bush? Nobody will ever know.
Yeah, exactly. you had him on a Turnpike Radio at one point, but that was
one of the very first broadcasts.
I remember that one, and he said 9/11 didn't happen.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. That sneaky fuck.
I don't know. You know, speaking of that. Now, anyways, we'll come back to that. But
looks like a weasel.
You, Parker, October the 18th, where are you guys getting married at?
Actually, it'll all take place at my mother and father's home.
Really? So you did talk to her about that and finally got it engraved into her?
We got that going.
So it's going to happen. Where's it going to happen? Front
you guys
yard,
got a
backyard?
Big backyard,
well,
right?
We've got a pretty big backyard and a nice-sized deck and the side yard.
You got a big dick.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, wait. You're going to save money by doing this. You don't have to rent a church.
Indeed. Which? But the church wasn't that expensive. It's just I've never been a church-going fella, so...
You know, what's the point in wasting money for a place that you never go anyways?
Yeah.
That's true.
I always felt at home, you know, just kicking it old school.
Yeah, I thought
you were, like, wanting to get over to the beach or something.
No, if I had it my way, we'd be in the mountains.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Why aren't you going to the mountains?
It just...
It's even more money to go somewhere else.
Yeah, because then we got to bus
folks. The gas prices.
There and...
Yeah, by the time...
You don't have to bus anybody.
By the time Parker's wedding rolls around, it's going to be $37 a gallon.
Yeah, I mean, by that time, we'll all be in a depression and we'll all just be eating...
We are now.
Eating potatoes.
Dude, we won't even be able to get to your house.
I have holes in my shoes, man.
It's just going to be you and your... It's just going to be your family and you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nikki's not going to be able to
make it. Kicking
it
real old school.
Nikki's not even going to be able to make it.
Your grandma. Don't forget your grandma.
Oh, man. She's got to be there. Grandma's great.
Wait. Oh, never mind.
I think
mind.
She could...
For some reason, I think that's the grandma that died, and it's not.
Well, no, because she unfortunately won't be able to make it, Warren. She's dead. I'm just fucking with you, man.
No, I meant the cool grandma, the stoner grandma.
Oh man, she's great.
You think she could hook me up with, you know, the same thing she did last time? You know,
yeah, right.
$35.
I think she can.
$35.
Now money's not really doing it for her anymore. It's got to be sex.
Okay, I think I can.
I mean, you know,
somebody's desperate.
Like, how long are we talking about? Like, how long do I have to be in?
You know,
Oh man,
you got to go all the way, right. But. You can make it go quick, you know what I'm saying? Just give it the quick little...
Does it matter if she gets off or do I have to get off?
No, it doesn't matter. She's just looking for love.
This is bad.
What? It's bad.
Ever since your grandpa died...
Old people need loving too,
old people need loving. She needs the dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
She likes the cock.
So, back onto the wedding.
That's where your mom's going to be.
Ouch. Don't even make that sound. So... Oh, that's so bad.
Mm.
So, your wedding, what time of day is it going to be at?
Probably going to be in the evening in the
It's probably going to have it like right at 3 o'clock when the sun is just fucking scorching your ass.
No, that's right. 12, John.
No,
12 o'clock. It gets hotter.
It's hotter about 3 o'clock.
Usually about 5 and 6 it goes colder.
So.
It's science.
You wouldn't know anything about it.
You're a set designer. What do you know about sun and moon rising?
He's also a pagan.
I watch the
weather. That's right. You worship Styx.
It's right. I do.
So, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
You're just rattling them off, aren't you?
I am. Ooh, whoops. For all you people out there, don't worry about what I just did. So, you're going to have it in your backyard. Hopefully, John and I are invited.
Oh, hey, Parker, did you catch the MTV Movie Awards?
I did.
Did
a
you
little
see
snippet.
the Wayne's World thing they did? Dana Carvey was on there playing
Garth,
man.
Oh, my.
They did like a five-minute
God,
segment of
him
playing Wayne's World.
I missed it. I'm going to have to YouTube that one.
Dude, I have it recorded on my DVR. We should watch it.
We're going to watch it.
Great.
Who played? Did Mike Myers? Mike Myers obviously played.
He hosted, so.
Well, he played Wayne, right?
Yeah, he Love Guru. He's got that new movie coming out.
Yes. I'm highly interested in that one.
Interesting.
Mini-Me was on there also. So you know, he's in the movie, but he was also at the MTV Movie Awards. They did a skit together.
I'm worried because, you know, in Mike Myers, movies after Austin Powers, it seemed to be, kind of the same vibe.
Slapstick?
I hope, not even slapstick, you know, it's that kind of silly kind of humor. I hope he doesn't fall into that again, but I think it should be good.
I think.
Did you also? Did you see where Adam Sandler got the Lifetime Achievement Generational Award?
I heard about it right when I was leaving.
He played the most arrogant song in the world.
Oh my god! Yeah, I missed it.
About himself.
I have.
It was like, I'm the Sandman. You know, he's singing about himself. That's pretty cool.
I have to watch.
So, anyways,
it.
But Juno, Juno, the girl from Ellen Page, won.
I hate you.
Won an award.
Which one did she win?
I think it was
the
Best Actress or something.
Okay, she deserved it.
Yeah.
So
one of my favorite parts though was when Ben Stiller, Jack Black, and Robert Downey Jr. came out together. You know, it was pretty good.
I think I got to see it. Yeah. I have it. I've missed a lot of it.
Can I talk now?
What?
Hmm?
Can I talk?
Why
didn't you come in?
Yeah,
I've been here the whole time.
Oh, okay.
But dude, you interrupted me. I was trying to tell a story. It was kind of mean, but go ahead, man.
No, go ahead. No. I mean, no. It's,
I'll just sit here and wait.
You've got the floor.
We love you. We're all generous, Warren. We're all generous here.
Go ahead.
No, you've got the
generous
floor.
Generous
Warren Robins showdown.
Generous DJs.
This is definitely not the Warren Robins show.
No,
it doesn't
ahead,
even say that.
Go ahead.
It doesn't even say the Warren
Robins show. Go ahead.
I'm
please,
done.
Please proceed.
I mean, we're just talking about Parker's wedding, the most important day of his life, and, you know, MTV Movie Awards.
Well, you know, Parker's wedding is in October. MTV Movie Awards happened very recently. So, just, you know, trying to talk about, you know, recent stuff that other people, you know, might have seen or could, you know, connect with. You know, I was just trying to be a good, you
touché,
know, good host.
Touche. All right, MTV Movie Awards, go
no,
on.
No, I mean, I'm done, man. It's, I didn't mean to interrupt your beautiful, elegant poem you're about to recite, Parker's penis.
Mm.
It has to conclude. All right, Parker's wedding, October 18th. Bam! MTV Movie Awards. Go.
I'm done, man. We're done with that.
Find a new topic. What's a new relative thing going on?
Coldplay's got a new album coming.
They
out.
Do.
But back to MTV Movie Awards. Off of that,
yes.
Coldplay played at the MTV.
That's
Movie
what
Awards.
I saw. I saw their song. Yeah. I saw. Them
was
play.
It good? Was it a good?
I wasn't
song?
Either.
The song was kind of boring. It was your kind of standard Coldplay song, but
yeah.
Not as good.
Yeah.
And they. His voice was iffy, but I mean, it's a movie award show, so the sound people probably aren't amazing anyways.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, he was just not hitting some of the notes he normally would have quite as strong.
Yeah. And honestly, I think, don't get me wrong, I like the first three Coldplay albums that we have, but I think they're a little U2 pretentious,
mm-hmm.
if you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, the album name is Viva La Vida.
Yeah.
Vida, so, or something, you know, however you say it.
Whatever.
The new Coldplay album?
Yeah.
Viva What's La that Vida. Mean?
Live long and prosper.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
Nanu Nanu.
Yeah. Beady beady beady.
Giggity giggity goo.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't. I don't
actually,
know.
Actually, I think "viva" is a term from the Italian language of "viva Doriento," which means I like Doritos.
Ah.
And then "la" is from Mexico, and "la" means. You know, La Hacienda.
Ah,
oh, yeah. So
brilliant.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a short
okay.
Form
so,
of that.
I'm
then,
following.
Then Vita is from Vidi Vidi Vici, you know, which means
what
my,
is,
my shoe's on fire, please stomp it out.
Oh, gotcha.
What is?
Yes. Yes.
So I love Doritos
in
my
house.
If you stomp on my foot where it's on fire. Makes sense.
Well, that's not pretentious at
no,
all.
No,
but,
not really.
I mean, I you know,
well, from what I, from
little
what I,
Bono complex.
From what I heard, you know, there was an interview with the singer from Coldplay. He said he was at home and he was eating some Doritos, and he said one of his little baby, whatever apple or whatever it's called,
yeah, apple,
came and set his foot on fire, and you know, Gwyneth had to come in and stomp his foot.
Oh, huh. Gwyneth.
So you know, it's kind of a
Gwyneth.
You know. It's an homage to his family.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
That's just sweet.
Yeah.
It's precious.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean,
X and Y to...
X and Y, that's actually a funny story, too. He started out when he was raised, he was actually Jewish.
XYZ.
He almost met his end. You know, his family almost met the end. XYZ, you know, the end of the alphabet during the Holocaust. So it was, you know, an homage to the Jewish people.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I love
you
that.
People almost died here had this album.
I got it.
Know.
And
there's a lot of, you know, if you listen to the album, there's a lot of, you know, metaphors to God and stuff.
In a window.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is interesting. I'm just watching you two.
I mean, I'm just learning.
I'm just.
John is educating, and you're learning.
He's dropping the knowledge on me.
Are you open? Are you an open book?
He's gaping.
I'm
For some reason, that word keeps reappearing. Gaping.
Gaping.
Notice the prefix is gay.
Ping.
Okay, Warren. You told us to get away from gay.
Okay,
you brought
all
it
right.
back.
I'm sorry.
Well, if you want to, that's kind of cool too. The guitar player from Coldplay actually a few months back said that he was experimenting in the gay community. He didn't know, you know, if he really was, you know, coming out of the closet or in the closet or not anywhere near the closet.
Or he had one foot out the door.
Yeah, exactly.
One foot in Gwyneth.
Yeah, right.
You know,
the guitar player, though, not yeah.
I thought it was the drummer.
Ooh, wow. You.
It could have been the drummer. I'd bone the drummer.
Maybe.
You're engaged.
It's October 18th. There's some time for experimenting.
Bachelor party,
and,
you know.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Hey, by the way, when is your bachelor party?
What?
That's for...
Was that retard?
Sorry, I was yawning. When is your bachelor party?
That's for everybody to decide.
Wait. Oh, so we're supposed to put it on for you?
Well, I mean, typically I don't plan. You know, the groom doesn't plan.
All right, bachelor party's tonight. Let's go.
Let's do it.
No. Usually the best man.
Yeah, usually the best man plans the bachelor party.
Yeah, but
is Patrick going?
It's kind of weird because
can we be your undercover best man and like plan the bachelor party and that kind of stuff?
I mean, that's cool. I mean, it's kind of weird with the way the friends are broken up. You know, I've got you two guys, and then I've got some people over at UNCG that said they'd throw me one. I got my brother who's supposed to plan it. And
dude,
then,
let's have four.
So I mean, if there's four, I'm totally down.
Does your brother know he's supposed to plan it?
Well, I mean, that's the job.
Or did you plan
brother,
his?
His brother is married.
He's married. He's been through it.
Well, I know, but did you plan his?
Well, kind of. It was kind of weird. He had a bunch of friends that, you know, took him out to Hooters and that kind of thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm not taking you to Hooters.
Thank you.
That's the worst bachelor party ever.
Yeah, but he didn't really want to do much of anything. He mainly just wanted to, you know...
I was
you know, down a couple of boobs.
I was thinking, Parker.
A couple of boobs.
He went just down a couple of boobs. Oh, my God.
I was thinking, Parker, I might throw you at your own bachelor party. Just me and you. Take you out to a nice restaurant. Get, you know, a couple candles at the table. Order a couple of steaks. Oh, and
that doesn't sound like a bachelor
have some
party.
Have violin. Oh God, I want to bone you.
Oh, my God. Come here.
Oh,
John.
If you guys can see this, if you guys could only see this, they're just making faces at each other.
Oh, dear God, I love you, John.
Giggity.
What?
You...
Get away
Don't
from me.
Don't judge me.
Don't you.
Get away from me. You too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
anyways.
How long have we been going on this thing, man?
7 days.
Wow.
We have been going.
40 oh days, 40 nights.
Yeah.
I've lost so much weight.
Where's my bread, Jesus? I need my manna.
Give it to me.
Feed me. I'm hungry. I'm fat and I'm hungry.
I'm fat and I'm hungry.
It's a manna.
I wonder if manna was good.
I bet manna tasted like, you know, a good filet.
Maybe. I mean, that...
With the perfect spice, you know?
Well, I mean, if, you know...
A filet of fish?
No.
Okay. Back then, it was a lot of Jews, right?
Yeah.
Jews are a little on the picky side, not to say a stereotype here, but they're a little picky. Now, the manna had to be something special for them not to bitch and moan the whole time.
Yeah.
But I mean, they did anyways.
The thing is, they're not too damn picky, though. I mean, they don't cut the thing off their dicks for, you know, a while.
Yeah, that's true. They must,
You mean
know.
Circumcision?
Yeah, but I don't want to use technical terms. Yeah. We're talking about the Jewish people here. They're rich, not intelligent.
Oh.
Man, this show's all about offending people.
Well, you know,
I love
sometimes
it.
you gotta
step out on a limb.
Sometimes you just gotta piss people off.
Thank you, Parker.
Sometimes you just gotta teach people we don't give a fuck and we're gonna fuck you in the ass on the way out.
Thank you for listening to Turnpike Radio. Where you can
I
get
think we just got shut off.
They can't shut us off. We're not.
They just shut down the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. They shut
My
us
God.
Down. They found us. But, anyway.
So I was out fishing the other day. And
no, you weren't.
I was, like, fishing at a lake. It was really weird. This person came, like, swimming up. I was like, are you okay? Do you need any help? Like, please, you have anything to eat? Some water. I just crossed the border. I need help.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you realize this isn't the ocean. This is a lake.
Wow. He
I said, no, I swam from Mexico to here.
That
was kind of weird because it was like a lake or a little pond
yeah.
behind old Sanford's place.
Did he think he was in Mexico crossing to a new land? Or did he just swim a long fucking time?
I think it may have been like old Sanford's like retarded son.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Got out again.
Oh, old at Sanford, that guy.
What? Dude, you live beside of him.
Oh, by the way, he's selling his house for $60,000.
Yeah. No, that's not old. Old Sanford moved a long time ago. They just left the retarded son there.
No,
in the building.
Well, that's just really mean.
And you're not like you're not feeding him?
No.
But wait, really? They left.
He eats China berries off our China berry tree.
Mm. If there is a hell, you're going to it.
Not me. I'm not the one who left him there.
You're not the one feeding him either.
So really, they left him there. How old is this kid?
I don't know. He's like, I don't know. He's like 27.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But he's got the mind of like a 4-year-old.
Yeah. That's, yeah. That is what we call
him. He likes to play with duty.
Well, that is.
One day I went over there. I was actually at Warren's place and walking to the front door and then rang the front door, waited on Warren. He said, be out in a minute. And so I went out back outside and was just kind of sitting around the car waiting on Warren to come out. And he came running out there saying he wanted to cuddle with me.
Huh.
And I said, I think that would be kind of inappropriate for me to cuddle with you. He said, why? Warren does it all the time.
Oh, my God.
Warren does not.
Yeah, he did.
No.
So
he draws.
I sat down.
He draws pictures of me.
He said,
cuddle with him.
So I
sat down. He draws pictures of you.
No.
Listen.
Yes.
I sat down and had a discussion with Warren, you know, told him, you know, dude, you might want to back off on the cuddling. He said, well, we don't really cuddle that much. I just kind of, you know, jiggle it down there a little bit for him. And, you know, that's it. I said, well, you know, I mean, he's 27. I guess it's kind of consensual. So, you know, but just, you know, keep in mind, Warren, you know, he does have a mind of a 4-year-old. So, I mean, yeah.
Well, if he's open, you're open. You guys could, you know, there's a bond.
Yeah.
I guess that's,
I don't
I
even,
guess that's all
I don't
that matters,
even know what
folks.
To say to that.
I mean, it's just a jiggle, so I mean, just, I guess it's not too harmless.
You know,
a jiggle?
Yeah, you just jiggle it a few times.
I mean, you never go to the urinal where there's no dividers and a guy says, hey, jiggle this for me, you don't do it? That is inconsiderate.
It's actually okay to jiggle it as long as you don't jiggle it past 4 times.
And you don't
If you jiggle it past 4 times, you know, you're actually playing with it then. So if you just jiggle it 4 times and look the other way, then
yeah,
it's called
don't
all
look
good.
Don't look at it.
I didn't even know there was a rule. Is there a rule to jiggling it?
Yeah. I mean, it's perfectly okay.
There's got to be a rule.
Dude, if you're jiggling somebody else's dick, you don't want to go past 4 times.
I'm not jiggling anybody.
I mean, he'll fall in love. He'll buy you flowers. Next thing you know, you're married.
Okay, I'm not jiggling. Is that what happened to you?
Is this the end for our gallant heroes? Tune in next week for another episode of Turnpike Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Turnpike Radio do not reflect the views of the staff and management of Turnpike Radio. If you're offended in any way, go play hide and go fuck yourself. Footman,
I've committed no crime. Bumping my head into doorways, it happens all the time. I'm 7 feet tall, and I repeat, they don't make a ski boot that can fit my feet. I'm 7 feet tall, and I don't play basketball. I'm 7 feet tall, but I'm still just a man.